You know, she's been chatting with someone online out of state. She's considering meeting him in person. Oh, by the way, toot toot, he works on a tugboat.
We're fascinated by that.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She writes, "Hi, Ben and Kelly, love listening to your group therapy segments and thought, why not?
Why not?
I've been chatting on an online dating service for about a month now with a guy.
Okay.
He isn't from here, but from another state and works on a tugboat."
Wow.
I know.
I would imagine there are people that work on tugboats that maybe even listen to our show.
You think?
I mean, I see tugboats in the Ohio.
Okay. All right. So we seem to be hitting it off well. He wants to travel here to meet me.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, who's had this experience? Have any of your listeners traveled to another state to meet someone or vice versa? And how did it go? I'm kind of nervous. Also excited at the same time. Also with a tinge of OMG.
Sure.
So let me know what your thoughts are. Also, I'm searching outside of this area for financial reasons. I am financially sound.
Okay.
And I don't want to meet someone from here because of that stipulation. I'm female and I own a percentage of a large company.
Oh.
Help and thank you.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So she's looking out of state because she doesn't want people that are in it just for the money.
Right.
I would imagine
gold diggers.
I would imagine even the out of state people, once they find out, like once she picks them up in a car that's worth more than their house, then I'm sure they'll figure it out.
She drives. She might be living low key. Not sure, but yeah, she just kind of wants to.
No, I get it.
Get in a solid relationship, I think, before disclosing that.
Okay, so I get. Okay, I haven't ever. I mean, I dated long distance. I mean, my wife and I.
You were established before that happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, my wife and I had dated for about a year before maybe 2 years before I moved out of state. And then we dated long distance before we got engaged. I know. So that doesn't really count. Say, okay, yeah, sorry. Bad example. Kelly.
I went on one date in Indianapolis from a guy I met on an online dating service. And a half an hour into the date, he's like, "So do you think we're going to be going out on a second date?"
Okay.
And we're like already assessing.
Okay. So did you go with anybody? Were you just?
I just drove up by myself and met him at the restaurant.
Okay. So you were just kind of trustworthy. Trusting
in
him.
We were meeting at a restaurant. So okay. I wasn't like meeting him at his apartment or house, whatever. So, but yeah, we just didn't gel because when you are a half an hour into the date and we're kind of evaluating it already and looking at our future, I was kind of like, yeah, I don't think so. And I didn't go back for a second date.
Now, Brittany, your husband, you met him online, but he was living in England at the time, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so the first time you actually saw each other in person, he made the trip to the United States to see you.
Yes. Yep, it was at the local airport. That's the first time we ever saw each other in person.
Okay, so I guess, like, what would your advice then to be for her if, you know, obviously meeting from out of state, he was out of the country. Like what is it? Was it awkward at first? Do you have any, like, suggestions?
It was slightly awkward in the sense that neither one of us knew what to expect in person.
Uh-huh.
But we...
Right.
We vibe so well online. And also, we didn't meet like on a dating service. It was just, I randomly sent him, look, this shows my age, Yahoo Messenger is no longer a thing.
Yeah.
I randomly sent him a message on Messenger because I thought it was cool to talk to people from different places.
Yeah.
Just said hi. Uh-huh. So we had no intentions on dating, ended up dating. And so, yeah, he decided, he was like, I have holiday coming up. I'm going to come see you. Like, what?
Okay, so did he stay in a hotel or where did he stay?
He stayed in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And our thing was we had started. Sorry, you can hear our kid in the back.
Okay, yeah.
It worked out. Well.
Obviously, things have worked out.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it was a little awkward at first just because we weren't sure what to expect from one another, but we ended up going pretty quickly. And after that first trip, decided that we were going to give it like a true shot. And
okay, so how long did you guys talk before you saw in person?
Probably about a year or so.
Okay.
We were talking. because we had talked for a while, because like I said, it was just as friends at first, and then it kind of developed into something different.
Okay, so
Okay,
so Brittany, by gelling quickly, does that mean you guys got it on the first time?
What is that?
Now listen.
That is personal.
Now listen. I know it's personal, but I got to think, if he's traveling from England to Kentucky to see you, he's got to have some expectation.
I'm not going to lie. That was a worry of mine, because I was just like, well, what if we don't mesh? And then there's all these expectations.
Uh-huh.
And there really wasn't. It was our first night. It was so funny. We went to Waffle House. It was the first thing we did. I picked him up from the airport, went by the
That's
hotel,
awesome.
Dropped off his stuff, and then we went to Waffle House.
That's very American.
Yeah, right?
right. Yeah, let me take you to the most American thing that I possibly can think of. And then next, we're going to go to Walmart. So,
I did introduce him to Walmart for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. This is probably wait a little bit for that.
All right. So,
it was something. And to this day, I joke with my husband that that's the one time I'm grateful he didn't listen to me. Because I was just like, you can't travel from England to Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Don't do that. And he did it. And we had a really great week, because he stayed here for a week, and it was just supposed to, because when we talked about it, it was just supposed to, he came over, and I was supposed to just kind of get to know him. I wasn't going to even really tell anybody he was here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I called a friend for safety reasons. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, yo, I'm spending time with this person in case you don't hear from me.
Yeah. So
that's probably smart.
All right.
You should always tell at least a friend, family member, whatever, whenever you're planning to do something like this.
But. All right. Well, Brittany, thank you so much. And Kelly, what I'm hearing is that they definitely did get it on.
What's the matter with you? She's still on the phone.
No, Kelly, what I'm hearing between the lines is they definitely got it on. And you know, they got a kid now to show for it. So, you know.
What I am hearing is that it worked out. They're living happily ever after.
Really well. They just got married. We went to Waffle House right after the wedding.
I love it.
Well, you know what? You impressed him enough. So, hey, that's right.
I say your listener should follow her gut. If he likes him, go for it. There's nothing wrong. It worked out.
All right. Brittany.
Yes. Thank you, Brittany, for bringing it back around.
I'm trying. Refocus.
All right. So, Brittany, did you go to his hotel room for that? Or? Sorry.
Hey.
All right. I'm kidding. All right, Brittany, thank you. I appreciate it. We appreciate you. And pip, pip, cheerio. Tell your husband we appreciate that.
Oh, you have him call us sometime and just talk to us, because I just want to hear him talk.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. He gets that a lot with his accent. We'll mistake him for Australian. And he was like, really?
All right. Brittany, thanks for the advice. Appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
Love her. That's great. What is the matter with you? Probing like that.
There was definitely some probing happening. All right, group therapy. We had a listener reach out to us and has been talking to a guy online for about a month, and he wants to come visit. Now, he lives in a different state. And she's like,
don't know how far away the state is.
Yeah. Don't know if it's like cross country, if it's a drive, if it's a plane ride, or what, but she's all like, hey, who's had this experience? Have any of your listeners traveled to another state to meet someone or vice versa, and how to go, and any sort of like advice? And so, you know, we had spoken with, Brittany, who literally her husband, traveled from England to Kentucky to meet for the very first time after talking online for about a year though. And so she did say, you know, hey, look, tell your friends. So,
right. You know, for safety reasons.
Safety.
Just
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
And that all worked out, which is fantastic. Stacy says, I talked to a guy for about a month or two before we met. He lived 3 hours away and we actually dated for almost 2 years.
Okay.
I'd call that a success.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like a lot of people are like, hey, do a background check on him. I mean, he works on a tugboat, but how do you do a background check if you just know like the guy's name? Can you do that? Like, I don't know enough about that stuff to just, yeah. Are there free background checks? And I couldn't imagine the background check with just a name.
Well, unless they have like a criminal record or something,
well,
I don't
I guess
you're going to find much.
I was going to say, I guess you could just Google his name, and, but yeah, it is funny. because several people, because she was talking about the fact that she is well off. She's well to do. And she's exactly. She's dating outside of the city because she doesn't want any grubby money people that
gold
are just
diggers.
Yeah, gold diggers, right.
People might be aware of her success here. Melanie said, I met my husband online. He lived in California, flew here multiple times to visit, then finally moved here. We've been married almost 12 years and have a daughter together. So that's pretty awesome.
So
yeah, a lot of people are mentioning just make sure you're meeting in a public place for the first time.
Yeah, background check, meeting in a public place. Denny says, hey, don't let him guilt you out of any money.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Bert says, public place, have a friend ready for your calls and drop a beacon or share your location and don't let them stay with you to start off with. Should be fine as long as you're safe. It's not different than meeting anyone locally, honestly, and should be treated the same way. Them coming from out of state, though, should not change anything except that you might make plans for, you know, a couple days in a row.
Right.
And just kind of start off with, you know, public.
Right. And I would have him stay at a hotel. Like, I don't like it shouldn't even if you're definitely planning on like getting together with this person. Yeah. I would have him stay at a hotel just so you have a way time and it doesn't you don't have to like completely be with one another 100% of the time. Lauren says,
well, yeah, and just like Brittany said, like you aren't sure if it's going to work out, if you're going to have chemistry in person or not.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be, you know, vibing and really into each other online, but the moment you meet in person, maybe there's no spark.
Yeah.
And then you don't want there to be like awkwardness.
Awkwardness. And then what if he's, you know, staying at your place, then all of a sudden it's like, oof, well, now what do I do for the next 3 days?
Yes.
Right?
Is it time for you to go?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I think there's some great suggestions here and good luck. Hopefully your tugboat captain is treats you well. And
yeah, I mean, Carol does have questions about like, what does that mean for his job hours? Like, is he going to be like gone for a month at a time or home every night? Like, you know, what kind of find out more about that lifestyle and see if that's going to work out for you as well.
Yeah. That's great question. Like, I don't know anything about being a tugboat captain.
No, but I have watched Deadliest Catch. So if it's anything like that, that's kind of intense.
All right. Well, hey, good luck and keep us posted on everything.